This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, March 9th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In Western countries, Christians seem to fare relatively well. That's why one instance of harassment in Finland, which shares a border with Russia, was surprising, reports International Christian Concern. Päivi Räsänen, a member of the Finnish parliament since 1995, is actually being investigated by the prosecutor general's office there because of a tweet she put out in favor of a Christian view of marriage. The prosecutor general is pursuing the case as an example of, quote, ethnic agitation, end quote. Finland claims to place a high value on freedom, including the freedom of speech and religion, which is why the prosecution against Räsänen is of great concern. A desperate rescue attempt is underway to save 30 people still trapped in the collapsed 80-room five-star hotel in China. Zhenjia Hotel in Quanzhou City was recently converted to a quarantine facility for people who had recent contact with coronavirus patients, reports the People's Daily. No reason for the collapse was given. The Italian government is planning to lock down 16 million people, more than a quarter of its population, including the region around Milan and 11 provinces, in the most sweeping steps any European country has prepared to take against the coronavirus epidemic, reports the Wall Street Journal. President Donald Trump replaced his acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney with Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina, reports the Associated Press. The president has been pulling together a team of loyalists ahead of what is expected to be a bitter re-election fight. Gary Bauer, the president of American Values, declared in a recent email that, quote, Joe Biden is not a moderate. He's not a centrist. Maybe he was 30 years ago, but not today, end quote. Bauer said, quote, Let me remind you who the real Joe Biden is. Biden supported same-sex marriage before Barack Obama did. Biden believes in abortion during all 9 months of pregnancy and is committed to forcing you to pay for abortions. Biden is all in on a big government takeover of health care with an even bigger version of Obamacare. Biden has apologized for deporting illegal aliens. Biden's immigration reform plan is more foreign aid and no border wall. Biden is all in on the radical Green New Deal. He's even threatened to put energy executives in jail. Biden will appoint radical justices like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who will distort the Constitution. And Biden suggested he would put extremist Beto O'Rourke in charge of his gun control policy, end quote. Gary Bauer, thank you for speaking the truth. He has abided by Zechariah 8, verse 16, which says, Speak the truth to one another. During an interview with New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay, MSNBC's Brian Williams was mocked over math on social media after quoting a tweet claiming that former 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg, quote, could have given each American $1 million and still have money left over, end quote, reports TheHill.com. Listen to the exchange as Williams quotes a misguided tweet by journalist Makita Rivas, which has been dubbed the saddest clip in TV history.
Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I've got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, $327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics.
Except the math is terribly wrong. Bloomberg would only be able to give $1 million to 500 Americans, not all 327 million of us. Even though Makita Rivas amended her Twitter bio to say, quote, I know I'm bad at math, end quote, she went on to tweet this humdinger, quote, People are telling me my numbers are wrong, but the point still stands. Bloomberg could easily afford to give everyone $1 million and literally never notice, end quote. She flunks math again. That would only be true if Bloomberg had a personal fortune of $327 trillion instead of $60 billion. One conservative mocked the liberal journalists by tweeting, quote, Bernie Sanders owns three houses. The U.S. population is 327 million. He could have given each American one house and still have houses left over, end quote. Abortions are not safer than childbirth because a baby always dies. And when they have abortions, women too risk their physical and mental health as well as their future children's health. But U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg claimed abortion is safer than childbirth while attacking a Louisiana law that requires abortionists to have hospital admitting privileges for patient emergencies, reports LifeNews.com. To the Louisiana lawyers, Ginsburg, a pro-abortion icon, said, quote, most of the people who get abortions never have any need to go to a hospital. Isn't that so? You don't dispute that among medical procedures, first trimester abortion is among the safest, far safer than childbirth, end quote. It's not accurate to say that abortion is safer for the woman. At the very least, researchers point out that the U.S. does not receive enough data from abortion mills to make that conclusion. And several European studies have refuted the claim even further, concluding that more women die after abortions than childbirth. The journalists at CBS This Morning have a history of featuring the president of Planned Parenthood on their show. They also have a history of tossing softballs to the head of the abortion provider. So it was shocking last Thursday to see Gail King tell Alexis Johnson that some would call the procedure murder, reports LifeNews.com. Listen to the exchange.
There's been a campaign of misinformation, disinformation around what it means to access abortion. It is one of the safest medical procedures there is.
You would call it safe. Some people would call it murder.
Well, for the patient, right? I think that that's what we're talking about. And there are moral arguments with respect to accessing abortion, but it is the law of the land. The woman seeking abortion has the right to have access to one.
Alexis Johnson's almost $1 million salary from the murder giant has blinded her to the truth found in Psalm 139, verse 16. God's eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.